Welcome back to what has become the norm here on This Blonde Can Talk. Over the last month, we've focused on producing episodes aimed at shedding light on the California fires, how you can help, and where to find help if you need it. With news media focusing on political strife, this episode continues that effort. That being said, we're excited to share that our regularly scheduled programming will resume as soon as our next episode. We'll pivot back to lighter content and conversational interviews while remaining committed to sharing resources and vital information as it becomes available. Thank you for sticking around, and please be advised the topics discussed may cause anxiety for some and trigger trauma in others. Hopefully, this is the last time we'll have to make that statement. This is episode 96, and this is just a casual reminder. No matter what happens at the Super Bowl, Tom Brady is still the GOAT, Gronk is still better than Kelsey, and you will never convince me otherwise. I can't believe I'm saying this, but fly, Eagles, fly.
Hello, it's Melanie with two L's because the spelling of your name doesn't change from one week to the next. Did you notice that I changed the intro a little bit and I'm a little perkier? I think taking a solid like 10-day break from updating about the fires and just like sharing resources and whatever was good for my mental health, because it has been exactly 1 month and 1 day since the fires started. They're all contained now, thank God. But unfortunately, a lot of people have still lost, you know, they still lost everything and they're still displaced and they still haven't figured out what their next move is. So there's still a lot of work to be done. And I love LA. Like, I can't tell you how much I love Los Angeles. I could sit here for like several hours and tell stories about how much I love LA, like the experiences that I've had in LA, and just, it's a really special place. If you've never been there or you've never, I don't know, it's not like a feeling that I can explain as anything other than there's a sort of magic in the air for me. So when I saw everything burning, I got scared that all the magic was gone, you know, like when you're a little kid and you find out Santa Claus isn't real. Oh my God, if there are any little kids listening, I'm so sorry, but you shouldn't be listening to this. But the people of LA are so resilient that they've proven that nothing can take the magic away. So it's not been lost on me. I've been wearing, since the fire started, I've been wearing a ring that a friend gifted me for Christmas in 2020. And it has the exact coordinates to Marlon Brando's Walk of Fame star engraved on it. And the idea behind it was because we were in the midst of a pandemic and I couldn't go back to LA, that I could wear that, as a symbol of like, when this is all over, I'll get to go back. So I've been wearing it ever since the fire started to remind me how resilient our people of LA are. And that I can, you know, the storm is going to clear and I'm going to go back and the magic is going to be there waiting for me. There's a saying, you can't see California without Marlon Brando's eyes. And I guess I must have got his eyes. So I am here today to talk about resources, because as my AI assistant Jessica said at the beginning of this, The news media is kind of cycling out. They're not really talking about it anymore. You know, it's rained in LA. You should see the water. It's like ocean water is black and this is from the rain, a result of the rain. I'm not going to explain it because I'm not a meteorologist. So there's a really good chance that I won't explain it properly. But there's been rain. Everything has kind of died down, as essentially for them. And now they're busy covering Donald Trump's shenanigans. And we all know there's a lot of those. So I'm here today to offer the resources that I have. I've been, you know, keeping tabs on resources, and unfortunately, I'm finding them less and less accessible. So if it's harder for me to find them, it's going to be harder for people who need them to find them as well. So that's why I'm doing this. And I will continue to do this, you know, in each of my episodes. If I find new resources or whatever, I'll still mention them, because this is an ongoing issue that could take maybe 2 years, you know, to fully recover from, if ever, because it's traumatizing, right? But So yeah, I'm still going to keep sharing, resources that I find as time progresses, but my next episode is going to be the Super Bowl. I'm so excited to, well, it's probably going to be a little bit Super Bowl and a little bit award season because I haven't been able to talk about those things because my heart just didn't feel right. It wasn't there. Kansas City Chiefs are losing the Super Bowl tomorrow. You heard it here first. So before I go any further with this, is going to be like what you're used to a little more, where I kind of talk about weird, like silly little things, and also mixed in with information. So it's more of what you're used to. Keep in mind, I'm still a little bit discombobulated, and before I get to resources and whatnot, I'd like to share a story with you. I'm actually not well today. Like I'm quite I have malaise. Like I don't feel well. And the reason for that is when the fires got really bad, my mental health became very strained. And my doctor, new doctor, not the doctor that I had been with for most of my life, he decided to put me on Wellbutrin. No, sorry. Yes, Wellbutrin, 300 milligrams. And she didn't tell me that they were like literally 300 milligram pills. And I was taking two every day for like a week. So I overdosed myself on that. The max dose is 300. I don't know why she did that, but anyway. So I was taking 600 a day for a week, 600 milligrams a week, 600 milligrams a day for a week, which can cause you to have a seizure. Like there's so many bad things that could have happened. Thankfully, excuse me, thankfully they did not happen to me. Very thankful for that. But I am sort of like generally uneasy with the way I'm feeling until it gets out of my system fully. I'm not going to totally feel like myself. That's okay. The good news is I'm not going to have a seizure and I'm otherwise fine. So, our friend on Instagram, Io loves you. Follow him if you don't. He updates every day and he's in the thick of it. He lost his home in Altadena. So, he has a lot of information coming in at all times. And he shares it, like I said, on a daily basis. I will not be doing podcasts every 2 days anymore. I'll do them more weekly, like I used to, or as is the norm, right? But I want you to follow at IO loves you and share all of his posts as they become available. It just put them in your stories. Somebody somewhere might see it and need that resource. But for now, I have a few a few details of some information that he posted that I'm going to share here. So let me just throw it to his videos. And before somebody asks, he is aware that I'm sharing it on here. So I'm not stealing his content. It's nothing like that. It's just a way to make sure that we get this information to as many people as possible by whatever means possible. So here is some very important information from I, the letter O, the letter loves you on Instagram. And if you're not already following him, please do. And for now, just have a listen to this.
In today's episode of Things Insurance Companies Should Be Telling You, But They're Not, that the People's Information Network needs to get out. In California, if you lost your homes to the wildfires, you're entitled to 4 months of living expenses upfront, lump sum, documentation free. If they're not advertising that to you, shockingly, write to them and say, "Hello, per code 2061A1, I'm entitled to no less than 4 months of living expenses. Please let me know when you will deposit that or where you will send a check. Thank you so very much." A lot of companies are also writing checks for 12 months of rent if you can provide a lease. Godspeed, we got this. People's Information Network. All the way. Given that debris removal is the main thing standing in the way of life getting back to normal and hugely affects the toxicity in the air in LA, people have a lot of questions. We want to get them answered for you from the most qualified people. So we set up a live public Zoom Q&A with Colonel Swenson, who is in charge of phase two debris removal. I have a really important favor to ask. If you know someone who was affected by the LA wildfires, will you please let them know that there is a survivors network? They shouldn't have to rely on Zuck's algorithm to get information and resources that are vetted and credible. This is an all hands on deck. With over 60,000 people displaced by the fires, there is an overwhelming amount of need for support and resources. If you are able to help in any possible way, go to postfirela.org and fill out the form on the homepage. Let us know what you've got. If you can drive and deliver things, if you have resources, if you have access to product, if you can get gift cards, if you can help people find housing, if you have money that you can help for people who are totally displaced and need things to be paid for, anything is useful. Let us know what it is. Fill out the form. You'll get funneled to the right place, and we are connecting people with the resources that they need. We're trying to cut through all of the spreadsheets so that they don't have to go searching for stuff. If you know anybody who was affected by the fires, point them to our Survivors Network, also at postfirela.org, and we will get them matched with what they need via the same system. Onwards. So sadly, we're getting a lot of reports of people getting really sick who've gone back to visit their burn sites and have sifted through their debris. So I just want to give you some quick safety tips that have come in from experts, including what the EPA uses for their own on-site teams. So when you're going into a burn zone, which is the entire neighborhood where houses burned, like if a lot of houses burned, you should be wearing a P100. That's a respirator. It is not an N95. An N95 does not filter out anywhere near what you need it to filter out to stay safe from all the burned asbestos, etc. So a P100, you can get everything I'm about to tell you at any major home store or big box store. I'm not going to name them because you know. But a P100 respirator goes over your nose and mouth with rubber, and then it's got two canisters on the side, and it's the pink bands with a yellow stripe. Okay, that's a P100 respirator. Wear that in the entire neighborhood as soon as you get out of your car, anywhere in the neighborhood of a burn zone. When you get to your property, let's say you're at the street, at the top of the driveway or whatever, you're going to want to put on a hazmat suit. The hazmat suit is just really a painter suit. It should zip all the way up and have a hood. You also want to put on booties, and you're going to want to put on gloves. If you're going to actually be sifting through ash, which they strongly recommend that you don't, if you do, you're also going to want to put on goggles because stuff goes into the air, gets into your eyes. Then when you're done, clean everything off as well as you can, and at the driveway before you get into your car, again, at the street, take off all of that stuff that has touched anything, put it in a garbage bag, tie that garbage bag up, get rid of it, and then when you get into your, before you get into your car, wipe your shoes off super well. You don't want any of that stuff touching your skin or getting into your eyes or your ears, or especially not your lungs. Please pass this on because people are not taking it seriously, and people are getting like nosebleeds, migraines, respiratory infections. Like, it's horrible out there. All right, love y'all. If you know somebody who lost their home to the LA wildfires, particularly somebody who's really overwhelmed and like looking to do less work in this situation, please send them this insurance tip. It could save them a lot. If your insurance company is saying to you, no, don't worry, you don't have to make an itemized list of everything you owned in your house, we'll do it with you on a video call. Know two things. One, that's still an itemized list. It's just being done by them. That means that they're going to set the value of everything that you owned, and they're going to do it using an algorithm that will value it down. So you're going to have to fight every single one of those items, and it makes more work for you later. And two, that call is going to be recorded. So they're going to hold you to what you said was in that room and make it harder if you're like, oh my God, wait, and you remember something that you had in that room later. So please be very mindful of those recorded video calls where the insurance company is going to assess your property's value for you, because their job is to value it down as low as possible.
Okay, so do with that information what you will. I would just like to point out that everyone who's listening to this, or at least 90% of the people listening to this, are artists. And I know that each and every one of us knows at least one person who has been displaced by the wildfires. So please share that information. I mean, you could save a life, especially considering like the air quality not being great and stuff like that. That's stuff that we don't really think about in our day-to-day lives, but that we need to focus on at this point, especially in LA. You know, my heart is still really broken over all of this. This is probably going to be a shorter episode than I typically have produced during the fires, because there are just a lot less resources, and unfortunately, and it is what it is, but I am here to share what I have found. So there is currently a gift card drive, but the date has not yet been announced. It's being put on by the Soul Pump. Excuse me. I'm still fumbling words, kind of like, you know, Some quarterbacks fumble balls. Anyway, the Sold Points Fund, a local nonprofit, will deliver your gift cards directly into the hands of those who need them most. And this is being put on by the Sold Points Fund, which is ran by Mark, actor Mark Duplass. So I highly recommend that you follow Mark, MarkDuplass, to get more information on when the gift card drive will take place. It's national, so you can donate gift cards from anywhere in the US. If you're outside of the US, your best bet would be to donate money whenever possible. So the Altadena Girls pop-up shop closed and then reopened, and then they issued a statement, and it says, "In these last few days of our pop-up shop, there are still a lot of girls who are patiently waiting to visit and shop at Altadena Girls for the first time. If you have already shopped at our old location and or our new location as well, please leave room for other girls to get what they need as well. We deeply and personally understand trauma response and the fear that comes with surviving a disaster after losing our home in 2021. We are just a small family and army of volunteers trying to help as many people as possible. Be kind, be equitable, be fair, and be part of the community." They have their pop-ups opening at like different times. You really have to be paying attention to their socials. I thought I wasn't recording. You really have to be paying attention to their socials to get all the information as it becomes available. Because again, I can't sit here and constantly every day be doing this anymore. It's just not good for my mental health. An update from Mark Duplass also, the gift cards that they need most are Walmart, Target, and Costco. So follow on Instagram at Rebuild Together LA. They are here to help the communities that have been affected by the recent fires in Los Angeles, and created a free directory featuring hundreds of trusted local businesses ready to help you recover and rebuild. Whether you're looking for contractors, architects, demolition service, our platform connects you with the right professionals to get the job done. So this is like a really good way to find the services that you need and like allocate them. It's a very easy way. So, and you can go to their website, rebuildtogetherla.com, and it says share this with anyone you know who might benefit from this free service. So if you know somebody, maybe you don't know somebody, but maybe somebody you're following is somebody, or somebody who's following you is somebody, or knows somebody who could benefit from this information. For that reason alone, I think it's worth sharing, and I don't expect, but I hope that you will do it. Okay. Altogether, Altagether 91001 is Altogether, like Altadena, working together to keep Altadena together. Neighbors helping neighbors. Altadena, Altogether is a group of organizers and Altadena residents working to help neighbors connect with each other to navigate the steps of post-wildfire process. Keep residents in Altadena and aid our community collectively. If you want to help them, they have a website, altagether.org, or for more information, email info at altagether.org. So there's also something called Zello, and I saw this on Judy Greer's page. If you lost your home in the fires and you're ready to pick up some, furniture, things you need for your home, there's a bit of a wait list, but they are working through it very quickly. And apparently, it's worth the wait. I've seen pictures. They have a lot of really nice new furniture. So if you are in need, check out Zello support.com. Zello support. I don't know if I'm saying it right, but hopefully I am. All righty. Moving on. Okay. So here's some fire resources that I found. So Tysa Designs is offering like new clothing items, but it says hours change weekly. So please check Instagram, and that's at TYSA Designs. They are located at 31200 La Bella Drive, Suite 301 in Westlake Village, and they have clothing for women, men, teens, children, toddlers, babies, and home goods. Santa Monica Helping Hub, New Plus Special Requests. Open daily from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., located at 1207 14th Street, Santa Monica, behind Unleashed. New items, as I said, plus special requests. You can call them at 310-807-1342. And maybe from there, they can instruct you how to check out their Google form, because I still don't understand these Google forms, but they are there. They're like crazy. It's insane. Pair to Care X24LA. So be paired with a buddy to help source your needs, and they have new items available. Fire Relief Intake Google form to be connected with a buddy. I do not understand these Google forms. So go to at 24LA and the information, there should be a link at the top and they will connect you with someone. They're open Tuesdays from through, sorry, Tuesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 5 p.m., 1545 Wilcox Avenue, Hollywood. Okay, this is stuff that I've already shared. The Free Stuff Store, which I think is a cool name, for fire relief by, I don't know how to say this, Suay, Suay. I could be saying it totally wrong. So it's a store that has turned to a into a free store. It's open daily 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. 905 Mateo Street, Los Angeles. They provide essential clothing, textiles, and resources while minimizing waste. So that could be really helpful if you are in need. Here's something for more user-friendly formatting, view on laptop, desktop, or open an external browser on phone. I need information and resources pertaining to wildfires. If you have suggestions for what items to add, research, and or delete any other requests pertaining to the relief efforts, please email fireresourcesla@gmail.com. I'm sorry for reading you all that stuff about looking at this Google form on a different browser or whatever. But the good news is I found the page that you can go to. I found the link to the page that you can go to see all this information, and it's bit.ly/fireresourcesla. So I've mentioned these already. Okay, Shop Quick, downtown vintage boutique, turned free store with stylists to assist you. They're giving away clothes. Stylists, are you crazy? That's so fun. Okay, open daily, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m., 112 West North Street, Unit 200, Los Angeles. There is a clothing request form, and they have new locations for the like coming in the next few weeks. So check their Instagram at, sorry, I said Shop Quick. It's Shop Quirk, Shopquirk. That's their Instagram. Boys and Girls Club, Malibu Disaster Relief Center, new items and more open Wednesdays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., Third Space Malibu, 23357 Pacific Coast Highway, Malibu. Direct financial assistance, essential supplies, mental health services, and resource connections at no cost. All information available by contacting Emergency Relief at bgcmalibu.org, bgmalibu.org. Safe Place for Youth, XLA Strong Fire Relief Distribution Center. Sorry, that one closed. I just seen the notification that it closed, but it may reopen. So if you want to check it out, you can contact community at safe place for youth.org. Okay. Shabbat of Malibu, ex LA Strong Foundation, Relief Plus Recovery Services, nude items. Yes, they have pornography available. Sorry. New items plus more. Monday to Thursday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., Sunday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., closed Saturdays, 22941 Pacific Coast Highway, Malibu. Clothing, essential supplies, luggage, backpacks, children's items, bedding, coats, etc. New items daily. Lounge area with coffee, tea, and snacks across from the Malibu Pier. And if you want to request assistance, you can contact them at 310-456-6588. The Plus Bus Boutique turned free store open daily from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Women's clothing sizes large, extra large, plus, plus, plus. So this is for plus-sized women. And that can be found at 5301 York Boulevard, Los Angeles. Altadena Kindred, design studio turned free shop for kids. New items, check Instagram as shopping days vary. And the Instagram for that is just Altadena Kindred. It's at No Shop in Highland Park, 6019 Echo Street, Los Angeles. Stoys, Joel. Toys, stuffed animals, and other comfort items for kids. LA Dream Center, I've mentioned already. Check their hours. Just always be aware that they're pretty much always open, but check for hours at LA Dream Center on Instagram. And they're located at 2301 Bellevue Avenue in Los Angeles. Okay. Pasadena Community Job Center Distribution Center. So this is if you're looking for a job. It's located at 500 North Lake Avenue in Pasadena. And if you want to see if they happen to be looking for people, they happen to be looking to place people in jobs, or if they have jobs available, I should say, it's PASADENAJOBCENTER, Pasadena Job Center on Instagram. Okay. I think we're doing pretty good so far. Okay. Mentioned all of these. Temporarily unavailable Altadena girls, unfortunately. Appointments are full and no standby line, but stay tuned for updates via their Instagram profile at Altadenagirls. It's bigger than us. Free distribution items hub is also currently not open, but check their Instagram for updates. Community loving a mutual aid organization, Fireleaf Warehouse, setting up operations in Carson. Stay tuned for more. Visit their website. It does not state the website, it just says visit our website. Girl Talk Instagram, a long-term supply store, new plus gently used. It's reopened. So I don't know why it's because I see the date that it reopened and it's in Marina Del Rey, but there is no address. So you may have to Google that. Or you can, if you're interested, you can message me and I will do my very best to find the information for you. Okay. Disaster Recovery Centers open daily, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. Altadena Disaster Recovery Center, 504 West Woodbury Road, Altadena. UCLA Disaster Recovery Center, UCLA Research Park West, 10850 West Pico Boulevard, Los Angeles. It says one stop shop. What did I do? Sorry about that. One stop shop locations for people impacted by fires to access a range of services and resources. So that's really good. Numerous agencies on site to assist, including LA County State of California and FEMA. Brands and businesses to support free and discounted products. There's a Google Sheet. Again, I do not understand these Google Sheets. So if you want to take advantage of the Google Sheets, you may have to message me and con so I can send the link because I'll put it in my bio. How about that? There's free and discounted products, the Google Sheet. Free discounted product services, business support and families, a different Google Sheet, Los Angeles Firebird Restoration Program initiative to help refurnish homes by Kaolin Studios. If you need information, contact studio at KALONSTUDIOS. Men's shaving needs, free by supply. Again, no link. Beauty care packages, free by Credo Beauty. So you can find them on Instagram at CREDO Beauty. World Central Kitchen is still needing donations. So if you're able to provide, please do. Like donate money, I mean. And they also have several locations open, but they change every day. So if you're in LA and you need a meal, just go to their website and you'll be able to find out where there is food available for you. There's a restaurant called Little Fish that has a delivery or pickup meal request form, but there is no link, but you can go to Little Fish on Instagram. YMCA food distribution sites. I feel like I've already shared these, but I'll do it again. Wangart East Los Angeles YMCA, 2900 Witter Boulevard, Los Angeles. Anderson Munger Family YMCA, 4301 West 3rd Street, Los Angeles. Weingard YMCA Wellness and Aquatic Center, 9900 South Vermont Avenue, Los Angeles. Crenshaw Family YMCA, 3820 Santa Rosalia Drive, Los Angeles. West Valley Family YMCA, 18810 Van Owen Street, Reseda. Mid Valley Family YMCA, 6901 Lenox Avenue, Van Nuys. Collins and Katz Family YMCA, 1466 South Westgate Avenue, Los Angeles. Culver Palms Family YMCA, 4500 Sepulveda Boulevard, Culver City. You know, it's funny because this is the most I think I've ever talked about the YMCA in my life since having Dennis on episode 7. And if you've been with me for a long time, you know exactly what I'm referencing. And if you don't, you can go back and listen to the episode. Is it really fun to stay at the YMCA? And it's such an idiotic episode that I did when I was really not sure what I was doing here or if I was going to continue doing it. But if you're having a bad day, it will certainly make you laugh. And I think that's really something that's important. Okay. So, these are just things to know. There are no links. Application for disaster assistance deadline is March 1st, 2025. Right of entry form deadline March 31st, 2025. Phase hazardous material removal. That's phase one. Phase two, debris removal. Mutual aid network. So you can find information there. Contact them. You can also go to Habitat for Humanity's website to sign up for access to resources for the form that for the okay to access the form for relief from the wildfires and disaster recovery. LA County, check out their website to stay up on local. They have updated local resources constantly. LA Times has free access to emergency coverage. LAist, free access to local coverage. There's a lot still, and it's still so little. Here are some grants that you can apply for, and you will have to go to the specific websites of the programs that I mentioned. There are no links. So, artists and creative workers, mutual aid, wildlife resources. There's a list of them compiled by Arts for LA and the CFF, Arts for Wildlife Stories Google form. So, Google Arts for LA, Arts for Wildlife. See, the other day, I'm telling people not to take knives to a tool drive, and today I'm doing this. I'm so unpolished. It's disgusting, but you know what? It's because I'm a human. And this is all very hard. It's still very hard. Okay, so if you want, you can go to the Google and search Arts for LA Wildfire Stories Google form. LA Arts Community Fire Relief Fund, L Artists and Arts, Private School Village Emergency Support, PSV Community, 805 Undock Fund. You can check them. It's for undocumented residents. Grants for food and beverage workers. It doesn't say where, though. I'm not going to read the ones that don't say where. CA Fire Foundation Save Card, $250 gift cards for people who are displaced, which is not a lot, but it helps. LACCD, LA Strong Disaster Response Fund. Google them. There will be a Google Doc there or a website. LA County Relief Funding and Resource Portal, Open Air Worker Emergency Fund, application closed, BEAM application closed. Temporary housing, again, you can still check with hotels, the Hotel Association of LA, LA Fire Availability. There's a Google Sheet for that. Google that. You can also visit Anaheim's Hotel Fire Relief Offers. Just type that in Google. Travel plus leisure hotels and vacation rental slash free or discounted. Check that out. Emergency services request 211. That's been going since the very, very beginning. Sh shelters for people, pet owners can bring small pets. Cavalry Community Church, 5495 Villa Rojas, Westlake Village, Ritchie Valens Recreation Center, Penn 736 Laurel Canyon Boulevard, Pacoima. I don't even know where that is. I've never been there. Westwood Recreation Center, 1350 Sepulveda Boulevard, Los Angeles, Pasadena Civic Auditorium, 300 East Green Street, Pasadena, Stoner Rec. Oh, that sounds fun. I wonder if Tommy Chong will be there. Stoner Recreation Center, 1835 Stoner Avenue, Los Angeles, Van Nuys, Sherman Oaks. What did I do? Sherman Oaks Rec Center, 14201 Houston Street. If you're experiencing price gouging or you're seeing price gouging, it says price gouging is illegal during an emergency. So you can call 311 to make a complaint. This means that businesses cannot increase the price of food, repairs, construction, housing, emergency and medical supplies, gas more than 10% for 30 days after the emergency declaration was issued on January 7th. This also includes rent increases as well as hikes in hotel and motel prices for evacuees who are seeking emergency help housing. You can also file a report directly with the Los Angeles County Attorney at att.pricegougingtaskforce@lacity.org. There are a ton of realtors that are helping people to find places to live. Unfortunately, it's all Google Sheets. So if you want to look for that, there's the Connor Fahey slash One Home portal, realtor companies, list of rentals clients can try to get properties discounted closer to 3,000. Rentals master list, Google Sheet may not be updated. So maybe don't visit that one. And the next one is also probably not updated. So we won't go there. Pets and Animals, Displaced Cat Sanctuary. At Green Dog Dental and Veterinary Center, no address. Pet food and supplies at Tailtown Cats, again, no address. Lost and found animals, Google Sheet. Complete the Google form if you've lost or found an animal. So just Google lost slash found animals, Google Sheet, Los Angeles. And then if you need help with locating pets in evacuation areas, you can call 213. 270-8155. They speak English and Spanish. And if you found or lost a pet, you can enter their information and a photo in Petco Lost Love System. So Google that. I hate having to tell you guys to Google something because the resources are just so like vague, but this is all that's out there. Okay. Official LA Resources, Disaster Recovery Center. UCLA Research Park, 10850 Pico Boulevard. Assistance for individuals and families, FEMA, video tutorial, and there's a helpline open from 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 1-800-621-3362. For a FEMA application, deadlines to apply is March 1st. Reconnecting with loved ones or finding friends and family is 1-800 675-5799 or help with locating pets in evacuated areas, 213-270-8155. Lost or found or lost pets, enter information. Again, I shared that. I understand that most people are no longer evacuated. They are just displaced and it's quite horrible, actually. But some of these resources might actually be helpful to those who are displaced and all of this still makes me really, really sad. Okay, moving on. Department of Parks and Recreations, Palisades, has opened two support camps for school-age children and teens, 5 to 17. You can apply for benefits through the state of California. The Red Cross is reaching out to wildfire survivors to discuss their eligibility for financial assistance. If you receive a text message, follow the steps outlined or visit redcross.org/gethelp to learn more. If you are unsure if the Red Cross has reached out, please call 800-733-6, sorry, let me repeat, 800-733-2767. Returning home safely, I think that's a website. You can Google that because it doesn't give me the actual website, which is so stupid. And it'll give you safety precautions. But I think our friend IO Loves You on Instagram is giving that information out in spades. Insurance claims can be found at the California Department of Insurance. Resources to help recent wildfire victims. Top 10 tips for wild claimants. Find out if your home has been damaged. I mean, we all know this. This is all stuff. Tax relief could be available. File an application for reassessment property damaged and destroyed by misfortune or calamity with the assessor's office within 12 months. FEMA individual assistance for housing. Homeowners can receive grants for their home repair and replacement for temporary relocation. Assistance for businesses and workers. Los Angeles Economic and Workforce Development Department has assembled resources for businesses and workers impacted by the fire. For workers, Worksource Centers provides free employment services for dislocated workers. That sounds really bad. Like, I dislocated my kneecap once, and I just don't want to think about a dislocated entire human body. Head to the Worksource Center's website. Doesn't say the website, but you can reasonably find it in Google. If you lost a job and apply for unemployment benefits, additional job loss and layoffs assistance is also available. For business Source Centers is providing free business consultation services as well as loan and grant assistance. So you can Google that as well. Los Angeles County Economic Development Corporation provides resources to assist businesses survive. Excuse me, provides resources to assist businesses survive and recover after natural disasters. I feel like that's really weirdly worded, but okay. Okay, let me move on. State of California resources for businesses impacted by the fire, including the Federal Small Business Administration, can provide resources and assistance for businesses of all sizes, nonprofits, homeowners, and renters impacted by the fire. So just Google the Federal Small Business Administration. As far as health and safety resources, LA County Department of Public Health gives probably the most information and the most up-to-date information. You can still grab N95s at all local libraries and senior centers, but the air quality is not great. So your people are being encouraged to use those like gas mask things that IO loves you has been had discussed at the beginning of this episode. If you have suggestions for what items to add, research, and or delete from this particular list that I found, please email fireresourcesla@gmail.com. You can go to file fireresourcesla.org to find a complete go list of GoFundMe campaigns that are underfunded. So there's a lot of them. It's actually really sad. Places that you can volunteer, it's bigger than us. Not sure if they still need volunteers, so you can contact them before you go at volunteer@itsbiggerthanusla.org or 323-201-0221. Santa Monica Helping Fund. Excuse me. Call 310-807-1342 for more information. Pair and Care X24 LA. Contact them at 24laproject@gmail.com to find out where they need you, if they need you, and what they need you for. Shop Quirk, contact them at lafirehelp@gmail.com or 323-743-8149. Altadena Girls, of course, always needs volunteers. They're working their little butts off. Volunteers at altadenagirls.org. I say this like I'm so old or something. I'm not a little girl anymore. Boys and Girls Club of Malibu Disaster Relief Center is looking for volunteers on a constant basis. Shabbat of Malibu X LA Strong Foundation, if you'd like to volunteer there, Relief and Recovery Service Center, and you want to find out what they need, 310-456-6588. Safe Space for Youth X LA Strong Fire Relief Distribution Center Community at safespaceforyouth.org. That's for volunteer sign up. Community Loving, new warehouse locations opening soon. It says volunteers needed now, but there is no way of contacting them. There are quite a few that don't list any way of contacting. And so I'm not going to, I mean, of course, things like World Central Kitchen, LA Food Bank, YMCA, American Red Cross are very easy for anybody to find just by simply doing a Google search. Habitat for Humanity as well. Hollywood Food Coalition. Just Google that and everything will just pop up and you'll be able to find out where and when you can donate your time, volunteer. So here's a list of places where you can donate funds. However, they do not have any links. So you'll have to Google the links if you want to donate. I think they should really make it easier, but they just don't. The Soul Points Fund, One Voice, Aveson Community Relief Fund, It's Bigger Than Us Fire Relief, LAUSD Emergency Relief Fund, Pasadena Community Foundation, Eaton Canyon Reco Fire Recovery Plus Relief Fund, California Community Foundation Wildfire Recovery Fund, Habitat for Humanity slash Rebuild LA, Inclusive Action for the City, ABC's Fuerza Fund, NDLON, LAFD, LAPD. You can easily find these. It's just a quick Google, just type it in Google. If you really want to help, feel like you'll just do it. where you can donate goods, it's bigger than us. I've mentioned already, Community Loving. They don't have any information on where to go, but if you Google it, you might find it. Okay. New locations for Girl Talk are coming. So when I get those, I can let you know. Also, Boys and Girls Club. And if you want to do product donations, you can contact Molly Scott at bgcmalibu.org. Okay. Community space offer registration, offer your space or services to help rebuild LA community connections, even though that has no. It's really annoying me that there are no links. The Reef in DTLA is offering up to 6 months of free studio space to those who were affected by the LA wildfires. And it says, please send to your artist and musician friends who lost their studio space in the fire. And you can go to at THEREEFRELIEFLA. And that's a resource mostly, I guess, primarily for musicians. So the website with all of this information on it, as I mentioned earlier, you can access it and you might be able to find links there. So if you want to do that, have at it. It's Fire Resources LA, sorry, bit.ly slash, in case people don't know, it's bit.ly slash Fire Resources LA. And last but not least, I don't know if you guys have had the opportunity to check out the Fire Aid concert, which I heavily promoted, but you can watch it. It's available on VOD for the next year. And for the next year, the Ballmer family will continue to match streaming donations dollar for dollar. So your contribution goes even further. The list of streaming services where you can listen on and or watch Max, Prime Video, Apple TV, Hulu, Disney Plus, Peacock, KTLA Plus, Twitch, Amazon Music, Apple Music, Sirius XM, iHeartRadio, Amazon Live, TikTok, YouTube, Veeps, X will be available within the coming weeks on Paramount Plus, NBC News Now, and Netflix. And those are all the resources that I have for you guys today. So before I mean, this is a relatively short episode compared to the past ones. Before I go, I want to just have a lighthearted moment and share something that I've been doing for the last week. And I'm sharing this because I have no shame. So Julian Edelman asked for people to call in to his podcast, Games with Names, to ask questions about the Super Bowl, presumably so that he could answer them on the next episode of his podcast. But I have been calling his little hotline number every day and telling him to please ask Tom Brady to come out of retirement. I also asked him to call my mom. Well, I said I was my mom, and then I was 59 years old and very lonely. And then I gave her phone number, and it's so unserious. But I've been doing this every day for a week, I think at least a week. So, Julian, if you happen to be listening to this, I'm actually not insane. I just really like to laugh. But I will call you tomorrow on Super Bowl Sunday to remind you to tell Tom to come out of retirement next season. You gotta laugh in times like this, guys. So tomorrow is Super Bowl Sunday. I know all the Swifties are very excited to see what she's gonna be wearing, to see if Travis is gonna propose, blah, blah, blah. I don't care. The only thing I care about is the game and the man who will be calling it from the booth, the GOAT, Tom Brady. There can only be one. There is no GOAT debate. I'm not hearing any of it. So don't come at me with that. May the best team win, but go fly, Eagles fly. And that's a very hard thing for me to say because the Eagles beat the Patriots in one of the worst years of my life. So, yeah. Definitely hard for me to say fly, Eagles fly, but I really hope that the Eagles win because if they don't, I'm going to have to hear from people who don't even know what they're watching about Patrick Mahomes being the GOAT. But even if he gets four rings, that's still three less than the undisputed GOAT, Tom Brady. Winning three in a row doesn't make you better than Brady. It's like totality over time. But if I start talking about this now, we're going to be here for like a whole day and nobody wants that. I will be back after the Super Bowl. I'm going to talk about the Super Bowl. I'm going to talk about how I felt about the Super Bowl. Hopefully, I'm going to be really happy. And if I'm not, maybe just don't tune into that episode. And I'll do, I'll talk about what's been going on in award season so far. By the way, if you are a voting SAG member, please do not get on social media and write who you voted for, because that will disqualify your vote. I'm seeing people who I don't even know if they are actually members of SAG or if they're just trying to get clout, which I suspect is the case. And they're writing, I voted for this person. So members of SAG can vote up until I believe it's the 25th, and you can change your vote. So they could be putting, I could go on, for example, and say, I voted for Demi Moore and post a screenshot of my vote for Demi Moore, and then go back and change my vote to Cynthia Erivo. So please don't do that. Don't get people thinking that these practices are okay, because I've seen a lot of Ariana Grande fans like hanging their hopes on like one guy who keeps posting that he voted for her with a little screenshot of his vote. That is illegal. It is against the policy of the Screen Actors Guild, and you cannot do it. So if you're listening to this, and maybe you're a new guild member, or maybe you just don't care, just don't do it. Just don't post your votes on social media for the SAG Awards, because if you do, you are jeopardizing the candidate that you allegedly vote for. If you want the person that you think, put in the most work and had the best performance to win, you cannot share this information on social media. Voting and eligibility, it says right here, for to receive for your consideration material are deemed privileges and confidential and are revocable. Approved material will be sent out, blah, blah. Mostly everyone who's a SAG member now is going digital. But it also says members shall protect the confidentiality of any information received from the SAG Awards, including but not limited to invitations, websites, viewing platforms, awards pin, balloting materials, and general SAG Awards information sent electronically via email. Members may not post on social media any information about nominating or FYC materials received. And violations of these, sorry, it's a long document. Violations of these rules may constitute grounds for discipline, including expulsion from SAG-AFTRA, and may also result in civil and/or criminal penalties. Any violation of the rules governing screeners will be subject to review by the awards committee, which has the authority to remove members from present and past, excuse me, let me read that again, from future from present and future nominating committees, and suspend final voting eligibility, and to recommend that a member be brought up on membership discipline charges. So if you are a SAG member and you are bragging on social media who you voted for, your vote will be disqualified. And if I see somebody posting their vote on social media, I'm going to report it because you're not allowed to do it. And you can call me a bitch for that all you want, but I just want to protect the integrity of the Screen Actors Guild because my name is Melanie and I'm an actor. Anyway, I'll leave you with that. When I come back next episode, which may be on Monday, I normally wouldn't, unless I'm, doing these updates for fires, I normally would not put two episodes out so close together. But I think Monday will probably be the day that I have to get on here and talk about Super Bowl, because it wouldn't make sense for me to do it like a week out. And I might be hungover, because if it doesn't go the way I want it to, I mean, Have a very happy and safe Super Bowl Sunday. I'll be back Monday with some coverage of the Super Bowl. We'll talk a little bit about awards season and kind of get back into the groove of what This Blonde Can Talk About Anything was when it started and what I intend for it to be moving forward. And I'll continue to mention my sponsors, but at this time, I just didn't feel like it was appropriate. If you've listened this far, I just want to remind you that Tom Brady is still the GOAT. And I want to thank you for tuning in. And I want to thank you for sharing all those resources, because I know you're going to do that because you are listening to my podcast and that means you're a good person. I love you guys. And I really do appreciate you guys sticking with me through these episodes that are not what you signed up for when you decided that you would support my podcast. So thank you for your time. I really do love you. And that's all. I'm so emotional. Why? Oh, maybe because the Super Bowl's tomorrow. I can't stand this. February 1st was the 2nd year anniversary of Tom Brady's retirement, and I am not over it yet. And I don't think I ever will get over it. And I don't know what that says about me. Anywho, bye-bye.
Patrick Mahomes has never and will never beat Tom Brady in a championship game. Just saying.
Tom Terrific, yeah, made it clear. He the GOAT and he should be feared. Took the game to his highest gear. Hey, put some respect on his name. Put some respect on his name. TB12, the best in the game.